With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And this morning we are exploring how Catholic education has helped to form a future priest in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I'm really excited this Thanksgiving Day weekend. My guests are Jeff Craig, who's in his seventh year in the seminary, preparing to be ordained a diocesan priest in 2020, and Rita McCormick, who is the principal at Quigley Catholic High School in Baden, Beaver County. Jeff and Rita, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks so much for having us.
Jeff, you and I go way back. I've known you for 17 years. I've watched you literally grow up. I was a brand new spanking rookie, newly ordained priest, and my first assignment was St. Alphonsus in Wexford, and you were just a little youngster.
Absolutely, yes.
At the former St. Alphonsus School, which is now Blessed Francis Silios Academy. So you and I go way back, but you are a 2011 graduate of Quigley Catholic High School. And first, I want you to tell our listeners this morning about your family, your grade school, and growing up in the North Hills.
Yeah, so I come from a family of four children. I'm the youngest of four, and my parents live in Warrendale, so right next to Cranberry and Wexford. And my home parish is St. Alphonsus, and I also went to grade school at St. Alphonsus, kindergarten through eighth grade. And as you mentioned, Father, in fourth grade, we met, and that's when that was my first time altar serving.
I trained you to be an altar server.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah,
exactly.
I hope I trained you well.
Well, you know, I remember that first Mass like it was yesterday, and I was a little nervous the night before, you know, thinking about not making any mistakes and whatnot. And when I got there, I was hoping, you know, there'd be a more experienced altar server, but nope, I was the only one that morning. And I remember making a few mistakes, but you helped me through that. And at the end in particular, you announced everybody that this was my first Mass serving and how good of a job I did. And I remember that affirmation and support from the get-go. So
yeah,
I never forgot
clapped,
that.
Huh?
Yep, exactly. So it was a good memory to have.
And your parents, Glenn and Lori, are just wonderful people.
Yeah, and very thankful for them. Very blessed to have them as parents. And they're also always supportive of me and support, especially giving me into Catholic education at St. Alphonsus. I graduated there in 2007, and then after that, I went to Quigley Catholic and graduated there, as you said, in 2011. And what a tremendous 4 years of Catholic education, especially at Quigley, to really encounter God and to get to know Him through the sacraments and also through the amazing faculty and staff at Quigley Catholic. And we're going to talk about more of that in the upcoming questions here, but I'm very thankful for all that my parents did for me to have a Catholic education.
And then after you graduated from Quigley Catholic, you began to study psychology down in Florida at Flagler University, but then you decided to enter the seminary. So how did you discern God's call for the priesthood? You were down in beautiful, sunny Florida, first year in college, but God had other plans for you, huh?
Right. So I was open to the idea of priesthood even at towards the end of high school, but I wanted to kind of give the college, you know, experience a try, you know, and see what's this about. And I had a wonderful experience down in Florida, and I had great friends, and I was studying psychology. I was open to becoming a social worker. You know, I had this call to serve others from an early age. But when I got down there, and even though I had a great experience, I realized that God was calling me to something more. He was calling me to something unique. And so, you know, growing my life in prayer and being very active in the campus ministry down there and going to daily Mass at the cathedral, which is just a couple blocks away from my dorm room, it came apparent that God was calling me to enter the seminary and to discern the priesthood just that much more. And, you know, it's hard to believe that that was over 6 years ago now. and I haven't looked back. It's been a wonderful journey so far.
And that was probably a good learning experience because you were in college, you were away from home, mm-hmm. You lived on your own. So it was a good maturing time to really reflect on what vocation God was calling you.
Exactly, exactly. And it prepared me for the last 3 years where I studied in Rome, mm-hmm. Being away from family for things like Thanksgiving and whatnot, and definitely having to mature being on your own and far from home.
You enjoyed your Thanksgiving just a couple days ago with your family?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it was nice to be home for that.
Nice to be
with family.
Home for a change instead of being over across
exactly.
the pond.
Exactly.
Now, Rita, you worked with Jeff while you were in the admissions office at Quigley, and he was a student ambassador. Can you explain to our listeners this morning, what is that role, and what did you do together, and what qualifies him, what qualities did you see him as a student ambassador?
Well, the student ambassador program at Quigley Catholic is students who are called to serve at a different level. Mm-hmm. Our students do some service, but student ambassadors represent our faith and our school to others, whether it be at promoting the school, at parish gatherings, working church festivals, or going into 7th and 8th grade elementary schools and talking about Quigley Catholic and our faith and the faith formation there. And as far as Jeff, it was very interesting. He and I both actually started at Quigley Catholic in together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Although I had been a parent at Quigley Catholic from 2001, mm-hmm. Jeff's class was my first class mm-hmm. as an admissions
wow.
director.
Good way to start. He was a freshman, and you were just starting the admissions
There was
office.
Much work to be yeah. done. No, he really, Jeff has always had a level of maturity to him, mm-hmm. but he also has a level of engagement and fun. And I think that that's something that people need to see, the joy.
Good balance.
That comes yeah. mm-hmm. from our faith. And that was the things that I saw in him. Conversational, inquisitive about our faith, inquisitive about people, and willing to really, really listen and hear their stories, knowing that their stories were more important than his. And we just always got along. Mm-hmm. We just got along really well,
kind of clicked,
just on
yeah.
a just on a human level.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think that Quigley Catholic did great things in Jeff's life, and I know that Jeff did great things in life Quigley Catholic, and of the students that he talked to and touched and continues to.
What a great example mm-hmm. of good quality Catholic education, a wonderful family upbringing that his parents instilled in him, the faith, morals, mm-hmm. and values, and especially in high school years where it can be very challenging for a young adult. They're questioning their faith. There's a lot of pressures out there, but Quigley really sets the good morals and values and keeps that solid foundation growing.
I think what we're blessed at Quigley Catholic is that a lot of times people will say, because we've been very blessed mm-hmm. with our faith formation, and I think people want us to say, well, what do you do? What do you do in campus ministry? What are the different things that are done? It really isn't the big things. It's the little things. Mm-hmm. It's the day-to-day, the teachers and staff modeling Jesus Christ. It's knowing that we are called to serve Jesus, and that while it's wonderful to be loved, we're really here to love. And I think it's those little things that allow Quigley Catholic to be successful.
They add up to mean a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, you're on your pastoral year, and you're in Beaver County mm-hmm. with Our Lady of Fatima and St. Francis Cabrini, St. John the Baptist in Menaca, and St. Titus in El Equipa.
Yes.
So you're really getting the ins and outs of daily parish life, mm-hmm. not just for a summer experience, but now the full cycle.
Year.
And you recently spoke to parents and teachers at Our Lady of Fatima School, which is a wonderful school in Hopewell mm-hmm. Township, saying that children deserve a Catholic education. How did going to Catholic schools at St. Alphonsus and then at Quigley Catholic help you to form you in your faith and eventually put you now in a seminary closer to priesthood?
Mm-hmm. You know, I just tell the parents my own personal experience with Catholic education. And with my experience, I had to have a unique education. I had to have an individualized and personalized education. You know, I was not just going to fit in a big classroom where everybody was expected to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And now as an adult and helping out with Our Lady of Fatima School and a Quigley Catholic, seeing on the other side, seeing from the teacher perspective, the teachers know the students so well, and they're able to see what their strengths are and also where they need the extra support and assistance. And that's, again, the beauty of Catholic education, is that the teachers and the faculty are able to see the student on an individual level and able to help them really to thrive and excel as an individual, as compared to, oh, just do well on a score, on a test, you know. And the support and that affirmation that they receive at the school is an element that which is continued at home through the parents. So to have that continued support and affirmation both at home and in school is an invaluable resource for Catholic education and something that makes our students just extraordinary.
And that's a pivotal time in a child's life, you know, kindergarten through eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And if they are getting the morals and values from their parents, hopefully in prayer, and then they come to school where they spend the majority of their day, almost 8 hours, and there is that, we pray before we start class, we pray at lunchtime, we pray before we go home, mm-hmm. Just to learn the basic virtues of Catholic faith, opening and closing the door for a person, helping your classmates say please or thank you. Those little things can really add up to mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. And to be able to encounter God on a daily level, mm-hmm. you know, not just on Sundays or during you know, small times of prayer, but each and every day and in the classroom and through the students and through the faculty, through the sacraments and through Mass, that's a unique opportunity that only Catholic education can give you, and something that allows the students to thrive as children of God.
And that God is centered around their life from the beginning of the day all the way to the end of the day, too. Mm-hmm. And that's priceless, too.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can enjoy that on a regular basis, too. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a moment. We'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which comprises of the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles, Lawanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And on this Thanksgiving weekend, we have a very special show this Sunday. And with me is Jeff Craig, who is a seminarian. He's in his seventh year and hopefully will be ordained in 2020. And Rita McCormick, who's the principal at Quigley Catholic High School in Baden, Beaver County. And we're talking about how Catholic education has helped to form a future priest. And Rita, Quigley Catholic, I know really well, near and dear to my heart. When I was vocation director for 6 years, I would go there for several vocation talks. And then most recently, before I moved to the East End, I was the pastor at St. James in Swickley for 6 years. So I was always running up and down 65 and helping out at Quigley Catholic. I love that school. It's a great school up on the hill right behind the wonderful Sisters of St. Joseph. Can you tell our listeners this morning, how did Quigley Catholic begin, and what's it known best for in the Beaver Valley?
Well, it's probably best known for being the only Catholic high school in all of Beaver County. Mm-hmm. It came together through the merger of regionalization of St. Veronica's and Mount Gallitzin. We celebrated, as you said, 50 years. It's always been a wonderful anchor for the faith mm-hmm. of the Beaver County area. And while we are a small school, I always say we're a compact six-footer. We are up on a hill, and so I always say up the hill and on the level, because what we talk about and what we built our foundation on is the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing any Catholic high school or grade school or preschool has that's different from any other. It's the faith the Catholic faith that we rely upon.
And being in Baden, right off of 65, you get students not just from Beaver County, but northern Allegheny County, the western part, like where I was, Swickley, Moon Township, plus also Butler County, too.
Absolutely.
You're not too far from Cranberry and Zelianople and Elwood City, too. So all of those roads lead to Baden.
27 different school districts.
27 different school districts. Wow.
Yes.
And you said you're small, but you're mighty.
Yep. Yeah. Compact six-footer.
I love that. And Bishop Zubik, obviously, is a famous educator there.
Absolutely.
He always mentions his years,
Absolutely.
Early years of priesthood. And he grew up right down the hill in Ambridge.
Yes, he did.
So
yes,
he's a Bridger and from a native son from that area. Now, Jeff, right before the break, we were talking about parents and morals and values and how the family is important for that foundation. And parents are called to be the primary teachers of the faith, especially when their children are young. Why is it so important for parents to nurture their kids at the young age? I know your mom and dad did a great job with you and your brothers and your sister.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for the environment my parents gave me at home, right? And that's really the first church that we experienced.
Yeah.
Because your parents teach you how to pray. They teach you what's right and what's wrong. They teach you values. And they teach you ultimately that God loves you and that he's always there for you. And I think parents, and rightfully so, put such a priority on raising their children in a home that it's also how important for that child to continue to be raised in schooling. You know, in a Catholic education, it's a faith formation. So it's so much more than just the intellectual. It's so much more than just the academics. We do that extremely well. We also form the whole person spiritually. We form the heart. And what a beautiful opportunity it is for the student to develop and to thrive, to become a person of God, to be a child of God, to be one who serves others and who loves others in order to form unity and to form peace in this world. That's the benefit of a Catholic education, is that that nurturing environment provides, supports, and affirms those God-given talents that you have within.
Now, Rita, there's another Quigley graduate who's also in the seminary, John Paul Isella, and John Paul is from St. Gregory Parish in Zelianople. So that's really awesome to have two seminarians coming from one Catholic high school. Is there a point in the faith formation of a young people at Quigley Catholic where you think he would make a good priest or she would be a great religious sister? Is there like certain students that stand out that you know they have a vocation?
I actually don't. I think that when I look at the students, I believe that they all have the potential for a vocation. And I think that that's something that talking about it and them realizing that makes it a possibility, because we all are called to some vocation. And I think that in a society where sometimes importance isn't put on service to others, we tend to think that there are higher vocations, but there is no higher vocation than serving the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that everyone has that opportunity. And we yearly have numerous students that go on and discern whether they're being called to a vocation, that go into theology, hope to teach it, that go into careers of service simply because they are careers of service and they want to serve others.
And it's really heartwarming when you see those graduates walk out through those doors and then they come back as alumni, whether if it's a career planning speaker series, or you know, you have Jeff or John Paul coming back to give a vocation talk, say, hey, we literally walked through these halls. We sat in those desks. That's a great role model, mentor for the kids to say, hey, that can
and
be
they're
me in the
human.
Future. Yeah.
They're human. I think sometimes that we look at those that have been called specifically to religious as superhuman. What is remarkable about what they do? It's the fact that they're not remarkable other than their faith. And that allows other young adults to perhaps see themselves in that.
We're human beings. Priests are people too.
Mm-hmm.
We're not some, you know, superhero or holier than thou person. You know, we are living, breathing human beings. And sometimes people don't realize that.
you know, the humanist.
When I was vocation director, I always told the kids, hey, there's nothing extraordinary about me. I was a regular human being. I am a human being like you. But there was something inside, as
you're
Jeff
called to the extraordinary.
Knows, you know, hey, there's something better I could do with my life. Mm-hmm. And then you say, why? Why me? Why is God choosing me? And then they always say, well, why not you? Mm-hmm. You know, you can be called to do bigger and better things. Jeff, when did you realize that your parents were making sacrifices for you to attend St. Alphonsus Grade School and Quigley Catholic? Mm-hmm.
I think I realized a little bit during high school, you know, so it took me almost 10 plus years of Catholic education before I actually realized that my parents mm-hmm. were making the sacrifice. And I only truly realized it afterwards. And, you know, when I was talking with the parents of the students at Our Lady of Fatima School, I told them, please know that we know that you make the sacrifice in order to send your child here. And we thank you for that sacrifice. Because love is all about sacrifice, especially mm-hmm. as a Christian. That sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, that's what our love is all about. And when you have a school full of parents and a school full of the students of those parents that make that sacrifice in order to send their child to a school, you're bound to have a wonderful academic and encouraging environment in that school. And again, the individualized element of the education is second to none. And so the sacrifice that the parents make is invaluable, right? And we thank them for those sacrifices, and we encourage to continue making those sacrifices, because that really colored the rest of my life. And when I saw that my parents made that sacrifice for me, it called me to make that sacrifice for others.
You can't put a price tag on that mm-hmm. sacrifice. That's something that you'll live with the rest of your life. You know, it was a great sacrifice that they made.
Yeah.
And then you appreciate that when you're older. And
exactly.
Wiser, as they say,
and,
right?
And I thank God each mm-hmm. and every day for the sacrifice that my parents make, and primarily wow. for the gift of my Catholic education, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that sacrifice.
That's fantastic. Jeff Craig, seminarian, and Rita McCormick, the principal at Quigley Catholic, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, because it's Thanksgiving weekend, I would like to offer a little prayer during this Plus segment. From Ephesians, it says, I do not cease giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer. That's from a letter to the Ephesians. In this Thanksgiving Day prayer, Father in heaven, creator of all and source of all goodness and love, look kindly upon us and receive our heartfelt gratitude in this time of giving thanks. Thank you for the graces and blessings you have bestowed upon us, spiritual and temporal, and our faith and religious heritage, our food and shelter, our health, the love and for one another and our family and our friends. And dear Father, in your infinite generosity, please grant us continued gracings and blessings upon us throughout this coming year. We ask this in your name. Amen. So that's just a little reflection on this special weekend of Thanksgiving weekend here on KDK Radio. And I want to wish you and your family a very blessed and sacred Thanksgiving holiday weekend and blessings for the year to come. So happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. And thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.